Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Tuesday, January 30th, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365, continuing with Begin with the End in Mind. Folks, when you begin anything, it doesn't matter. The first thing is announcing it, letting the world know you're here. You're here for a reason. You're here to do something. You're here to make something happen. And that's going to be your first test. That's always your first test, is when you announce it. It's when you tell people. See, because a lot of fear, a lot of things don't happen. A lot of fear gets built up because we tend to worry needlessly about what others think or say when we have something to announce. I want $1 million by this time next year. January 31st, 2019, I will have $1 million in the bank. And you listen. All right, good for you. Congratulations. Make it happen. You know what? You're the kind of person that will make it happen. And then, of course, you're always going to hear somewhere back there. And unfortunately, it's usually from the closer individuals to you in your life. Who do you think you are? You're not going to do it. You're just all talk. You're always all talk. You're never going to make it. Look at you now. What makes you think you're going to have $1 million in the bank by this time next year? There's your test, folks. That is a test. You're being tested at that moment. Now, some people will retort, fire right back, and then realize, oh, I got dragged in. Damn it. Look at me now. It's really not going to happen. If I fall that easy, $1 million is not going to happen. And we give up. Then there's going to be those people that are just going to sit there silently soaking it all in, but deep down in the back of their mind, they're processing it. And it's like, oh, if this individual that's supposed to be near and dear to me, doesn't believe in me, how can I believe in myself? Well, guess what? You made it to today. You believe in yourself. And you have to continue believing in yourself. Screw what other people think. Forget what other people believe about you. They don't know you because they're not in your head 365. See, something that, well, if the last thing somebody, a family member, saw you was failing at something or was not living up to the expectations that they had for you or not being the perfect role, being the perfect model that in their head you're supposed to be, you know, why are you going to let any of that bother you? You're never going to be perfect in their eyes. You're never going to be the perfect millionaire. You're never going to be the perfect businessman. You're never going to be the perfect student. You're never going to be the perfect actor. You're never going to be the perfect engineer. You're never going to be perfect in their eyes, yet who cares? You still have to worry about yourself. You still have to do the best you can. So when you share your vision of what the end is for you, what your goal is, where you want to achieve, what your objective is, the first test will always be the feedback, the immediate, sometimes negative feedback. And that's great because, again, that's going to be the first hurdle you have to cross. It's when you can put those people and hush them and put them out of your mind and quiet them and keep them at bay, them and their words at bay. I'm not talking about responding, replying, retort. I'm saying about acting. I'm saying about doing. I'm saying about making it happen. What have they got? Well, guess what? 9 times out of 10, they'll remain quiet. And they'll just watch like, oh, crap. He's really going to do it. But it's that one time, they're going to get louder and louder. Because again, you're challenging their norms. You are challenging their expectations. You are challenging who they are. And if they're not along for the ride, it's because they're choosing not to change. If they are not changing, it's like I said, they're not growing. They're not living. You're trying to grow to a level you've never been at before, especially if you've never had $1 million in the bank. You're trying to get to a new place in your life, and they don't like it because for any number of reasons, they never had the guts. They never had the encouragement. of themselves. They never encourage themselves because they never believe in themselves. You have got to believe in yourself. Every single day you wake up, you have got to say, today is the day I'm going to get one step closer to my $1 million. I got 364 days to go. Then the next day, 363, 362. And then guess what? Tomorrow, I check my bank account and I have $1 million. It's just that simple. But you have got to put the negativity off to the side, especially from others, and realize that that test is going to be a real test. It's going to be a test of what you're made of, what they're made of, and what they believe in you or don't believe in you. So share it. Share that vision. Share that objective. Share that goal. Tell the whole world. Buyit.com. Buy $1 million in 1 year.com. Put it out there. Share it with the world. You'll get the pushback. You'll get the negativity. I guarantee it. But it's when you decide that you are better than the negativity, that the only way you're going to get to where you want to be is not with negativity all around you, then guess what? You're going to make it. I'm going to make it. We are all going to make it. However, it's going to involve one thing. Change. Change. We have got to change. Constantly be changing every single day. I can't say this enough. That's what beginning with the end in mind is all about, is changing, is adapting, is overcoming. It is removing things from your life that don't move you closer, and it's adding things to your life that move you closer. Remember, not everybody's out to get you. There are people out there that are genuinely want to help you. Pick and choose wisely, because some of them will mask it as a competition. Or I'm sorry, some of them will mask it as friendship, but it in turn is just a way to compete against you and undermine you and step on you on their way up. Be careful. Pick wisely. You're old enough. You know who's who. You know what's what. And if it hurts, and if it bothers you, and if it keeps you up at night, do something about it. Do something about it. But don't regret. Don't regret. Because when you start regretting, oh, I should never have said anything. Oh, I should have just kept my mouth shut. Oh, I should have just done the dirty work that individual asked me to do. It's when you start doing that regret, it's when you start losing, and then you've done. That's it. Game over. Sure, you can pick back up and try again. Only this next time is avoid the regret. You can't have regrets. You've made your decisions. You've got to stick to it. If they can't respect it, they don't respect you. Then what do you got? Well, you got the knowledge of knowing who's in your corner and who's not in your corner. And it is that simple. You know what else is simple? Keep trying. Keep making today better than yesterday. And most of all, you can do it. Share your vision with others. Share it with the world. Let them know where you stand and see who stands with you, who stands against you or opposite of you, and see who runs away. I'll talk to you tomorrow.